Gurney, He-Man Stetson, 1818 to 1896, and Anne Eliza, 1831 to 1921. He-Man Gurney, a blacksmith and lay preacher from Massachusetts, is most remembered for his enthusiastic participation in the closing stages of the Millerite movement and the early stages of Sabbatarian Adventism. In the spring of 1844, Gurney accompanied Joseph Bates, both of abolitionist convictions, on a risky evangelistic foray into slaveholding areas of Maryland. After Bates became a Sabbatarian Adventist in the spring of 1845, Gurney was one of his first converts and participated in several of the Sabbath and Sanctuary conferences of 1848. In 1853, He-Man Gurney married Anne Eliza Gifford Randall, a widow and daughter of William Gifford, friend of Joseph Bates and fellow Millerite and temperance advocate. They moved to Jackson, Michigan in 1856 and to Memphis, Michigan in 1865. In both places, Gurney was elected church elder and was active in lay preaching. In 1869 to 1870, he served as president of the Michigan Conference. Through the years, he contributed a large number of short, pithy articles and letters to the review, which the editor, James White, appreciated. "We want more articles, short and to the point, like Brother Gurney's." In his article, Recollections of Early Advent Experience, Gurney gives some insights into his views on the visions of Ellen White. It appears that he first met 18-year-old Ellen Harmon, White, early in 1846, when she came to Advent Hall in New Bedford, Massachusetts, to relate her visions. Like his mentor, Joseph Bates, Gurney was cautious about accepting their authenticity. "I wished to prove all things," he relates, and subsequently traveled to the Harmon home in Portland, Maine, to make inquiries, visited a number of weeks with the Harmon family and in their vicinity, and became convinced that God had called Sister Harmon to an important work. Acting on his conviction before returning to Massachusetts, Gurney shared the cost with James White of republishing Ellen Harmon's earliest visions in April 1846 in the broadside To the Little Remnant Scattered Abroad. After this, he continued, "I often met Sister Harmon. I have seen her in holy vision often. I have been encouraged by the visions and sharply reproved by them. I never have doubted their inspiration."